Welcome to Featured Wikia, the day where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Monday, March 6, 2023 is Operation Flavius. Operation Flavius, also referred to as the Gibraltar Killings, was a military operation in which three members of the Provisional Irish Republican Army, IRA, cell were shot dead by undercover members of the British Special Air Service, SAS, in Gibraltar on March 6, 1988. The trio were believed to be planning a car bomb attack on British military personnel in Gibraltar. They were shot dead while leaving the territory, having parked a car. All three were found to be unarmed, and no bomb was discovered in the car, leading to accusations that the British government had conspired to murder them. An inquest in Gibraltar ruled that the authorities had acted lawfully, but the European Court of Human Rights held that, although there had been no conspiracy, the planning and control of the operation was so flawed as to make the use of lethal force almost inevitable. The deaths were the first in a chain of violent events in a 14-day period. On 16 March, the funeral of the three IRA members was attacked, leaving three mourners dead. At the funeral of one, two British soldiers were killed after driving into the procession in error. From late 1987, the British authorities were aware that the IRA was planning to detonate a bomb outside the governor's residence in Gibraltar. On the day of the shootings, Savage was seen parking a car near the assembly area for the parade. McCann and Farrell were seen crossing the border shortly afterwards. As SAS personnel moved to intercept the three, Savage split from McCann and Farrell and ran south. Two soldiers pursued Savage while two others approached McCann and Farrell. The soldiers reported seeing the IRA members make threatening movements when challenged, so the soldiers shot them multiple times. All three were found to be unarmed, and Savage's car did not contain a bomb, though a second car, containing explosives, was later found in Spain. 2 months after the shootings, the documentary Death on the Rock was broadcast on British television. Using reconstructions and eyewitness accounts, it presented the possibility that the three IRA members had been unlawfully killed. The inquest into the deaths began in September 1988. The authorities stated that the IRA team had been tracked to Malaga, where they were lost by the Spanish police, and that the three did not re-emerge until Savage was seen parking his car in Gibraltar. The soldiers testified that they believed the suspected bombers had been reaching for weapons or a remote detonator. Several eyewitnesses recalled seeing the three shot without warning, with their hands up, or while they were on the ground. One witness, who told Death on the Rock he saw a soldier fire it repeatedly while he was on the ground, retracted his statement at the inquest, prompting an inquiry into the program which largely vindicated it. The inquest returned a verdict of lawful killing. Dissatisfied, the families took the case to the European Court of Human Rights. Delivering its judgment in 1995, the court found that the operation had been in violation of Article 2 of the European Convention on Human Rights as the authorities' failure to arrest the suspects at the border, combined with the information given to the soldiers, rendered the use of lethal force almost inevitable. The decision is cited as a landmark case in the use of force by the state. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 043 UTC on Monday, March 6, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Operation Flavius. This podcast is produced by Abulsmi Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Abulsmi Productions produces a current events podcast, Curmudgeon's Corner, as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.